Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast. What to watch
on Point of View.
All right, Leroy Mark is already sitting across from me. Good evening, Leroy. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, Pen?
Are you really fantastic?
You really, I am.
No, I don't know, hey? You are gory.
I'm tapping into my dark side. After the 19 weeks of July,
yes,
I
dark.
Thought, let's go a little dark before the spring comes.
So you have taught me something about this dark thing.
Yes.
Is to even through the dark to appreciate some things.
Yes.
So I'm learning. I'm rather slow, right? But I'm learning. Let's start with Wednesday.
Yes.
Which, strangely, I thought was beautiful.
I knew what you would appreciate about Wednesday is the character,
yes.
The way the character of Wednesday is portrayed. Because there's something really beautiful about seeing someone who, you know, it's very dark. It has a whole history. It's the Addams Family. But I love the character.
But it's gorgeous.
I really do. I like the whole world of it.
Everything. Everything, you know, is beautiful in its dark ways.
I love Morticia.
Is it possible? Is it possible to have beautiful dark?
I think so. I think what they've done very well with Wednesday is to bring a world. And I've struggled because of Harry Potter.
Yes.
And Harry Potter, from a literary point of view, they create a beautiful world. And what the movie makers have done very well is to then extend this, you know, world and make it really real. I mean, they took a wonderful attention to detail. What I appreciate about Wednesday, and this is the second iteration, this is season two, and season two will happen in two parts. Mm. So we've just seen season one, I've just binged that, and season two will be coming through in September on the 3rd. And it's just beautiful how they continue the story, the world is still there, and you start seeing Wednesday evolve into a different character. She is getting a bit older, her brother comes into the school of Nevermore, and she goes out in search of, you know, some of her childhood fixes that she had. And sometimes you forget that she's a bad character, in inverted commas, that she's a villain, that she enjoys things that are dark, that she terrorizes kids, that she has a weird fascination with death and serial killers and things like that. But I think from just a fantasy point of view, you know, they do a very wonderful job of really putting you in this world and you really just carry on with them. And let me tell you, they don't disappoint.
It's just wonderful. I mean,
I really enjoy it.
There's nothing to add there. It's beautiful. It's fantasy.
It really is fantasy.
Pure fantasy.
It really is pure fantasy.
Yeah, they don't let you down at all. If you are a fantasy lover, it's modern, it is crisp.
Yeah.
But it's also got wonderful elements of tradition.
Yeah.
So it's got all of that.
And also some weird comedy. I mean, I find...
It works. The magic works.
It really does. And I find the character of her brother to be so interesting because he's, you know, he's new. He's not as a strong character as... Wednesday, but he has his way of figuring it out, right?
Mm.
And I think also what you say about the two parallels between the modern and the traditional, because what I've always found very difficult with like other fantasy series where you are put in a world where most of the work seems to be very dated,
yeah.
And then there's a parallel because she takes a flight, for instance, so we know that she can exist in modern inverted commas world.
Beautiful. Yeah, and you know, it's not crass. So they've managed to do that very nicely and not disturb anything. Does that make sense?
It really does. Yeah. And I think what they've done is create a perfect show that will work with tweens,
yes, yes,
and young adults, and
yes,
then for us to really enjoy just the story,
it's lovely.
And the nostalgia.
I just thought everybody came to work.
Yeah,
I thought the costume people came to work. I thought the cinematography came to work. The writers came to work. The actors came to work. Wardrobe came to work. Everybody came.
I think from an elementary point of view, this is one of those series where I feel like every element just
everybody came to work.
Yeah.
The director came. Everybody came to work. It's just wonderful. It's, you know, it's one of those where you say, see what you can do when you're given good money.
Yeah. And what it did for me was it reminded me of the FOMO I had when growing up and said, I really wish I could be on you know, I could be a movie star.
It's beautiful.
And this is what it did
beautiful,
for me. So
beautiful.
Really enjoyed it. It is on Netflix and it's been streaming from yesterday. And part two of season two will be dropping on the 3rd of September.
We're back home, marked Netflix.
Let me tell you about Raton Velase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my wit.
My wit.
There is... We were having a conversation yesterday about one of the streaming platforms trying to South Africanize their content.
Mm.
And I said what Netflix has done with series like Inamba Namba, and how Showmax has done with Youngins and a few others, including Marked, which is on Netflix, is that they've made me forget that there's an American version, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So Radha Velasi plays a character of Babalwa. She is a cash in transit driver.
Mm-hmm.
So she drives these vehicles and she works for this big franchise cash in transit firm. She's having personal tragedy, and I won't divulge what it is just yet. And she finds herself at a crossroads where her character as a Mamfundisi, as a mom.
Isn't that beautiful?
But they do this wonderful juxtaposition, right? Where, is just a fantastic gem in it. And even Leo Gopal comes in. But what I really appreciated about it was that it's so well done, again, in the elements, that the story was effortless. But I want you to understand that the actors came to work.
Mm.
I enjoyed the small nuances of how the score, for instance, the music really does freak you out, you know? And it also is how they've taken the detail in really putting together this world of high drama, but it doesn't look cheap. I think one of my criticisms of things like Kings of Joburg was that there are points where I went, Nabon, I ain't in Khalil. Whereas here I sat there and I go, wow, I really enjoyed that. And I could allow certain things to pass. Like, you know that this is not real life. You suspend your disbelief. But I think this one for me is my series, the South African series for the year. December content notwithstanding, because we know South Africans love a nice Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the content that people will really, really love because of just how it's good quality. It is just really good quality acting, good quality cinematography. It's clean, it's crisp, it's Johannesburg. You see places, you know, and the story is absolutely fantastic.
Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I am chipstill because I didn't want to add anything.
Yeah.
My sister worked in this film.
Really?
Yep.
Hiya, one again. We need to send her flowers because this for me was one of those series where I watched and I was so sad when I got to the end. I was like, I really hope there's a season 2, season 3, season 4, because just from an acting point of view. And there are big people on the show, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Big chops on there. And also, the pace is amazing. It moves really quickly. So please say
to
Siyabonga. Hey, was keep it Latini, man. Hey. Because content-wise, we are in... Yay, Baron.
Weapons
is a movie that you, from a horror point of view, you might find to be very complex and complicated, but you really enjoy the story from the fact that it is actually a very complicated story that has been done before. But what happens in this movie is that 17 out of 18 kids disappear from a school in a similar way, all in one night, and there's a big controversy around the area as to how it happened. I must tell you early on, it's supernatural. So it's not a thriller. It's more of a horror with supernatural elements in it. So a bit of fantasy. And the issue here is that we get it in 6 parts, which I think is a very clever device. Because there's these 17 kids who have gone missing. We know that. And so we're trying to figure out the story from the vantage points of 6 different people. We get it from one of the parents of the kids who's passed because of the job that they do. They are suited to go and look for them. There's a drug addict that we find who happens upon some clues about where the kids are. And finally, in the 6th part, we see from Alex, who's the 18th child, who was not abducted / disappeared or whatever. And so we get these, you know, vantage points. And I think it's a very clever way of doing it because in each iteration, each chapter, you're introduced into a different way of what the story is. And remember, the story is very simple. Kids went missing on one night. What happened? And we all see these little sub-stories happening. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's called Weapons in Theatres as of Tomorrow.
The Naked Gun.
Let me tell you, you always say that you like it when you see an actor who enjoyed his show, right? When you see an actor really enjoying a part.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson for me is one of those people. I can never get the Taken movies away from him.
I don't know how to feel. I must say, I don't know whether I got annoyed or I don't know. I'm so conflicted.
I really enjoyed it because what happened with him is that
Nyani.
I did.
Was it not slapstick?
So the point of this movie, because remember this is also a remake, is what we call a legacy. Yes. We call it a legacy sequel, where so the character he plays right now, their dad was a detective who was dealing with similar things. Liam Neeson then comes in this one as the baby or the junior version, and then having to deal with. So what happens in this movie? Very, very simple. There's this thing happening in the show where they need to find sort of the bad guy, right? Mm. But let me tell you, the comedy is a laugh a minute. You've got Pamela Anderson coming in.
Slapstick.
The villain is some guy who has a, as all villains do, they have a plot. Yes. In this case, the plot is actually P-L-O-T, which is this device that is codenamed plot. Uh-huh. And
Do you see what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Do you see what I mean when I say slapstick?
Someone made the point, and I want you to it encapsulates the whole movie. The jokes are so frivolous that you laugh in the moment.
Because they're so stupid.
But you can't tell them again. You can't go...
Because they're so...
You know what I mean?
Because they're so silly.
Yeah. You can't go, Pamela... And then he said, and then we all laugh. You have to be there.
It's slapstick.
Laugh a minute. It is so loaded with laughs that actually what the story is doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Pamela Anderson is fantastic. Liam Neeson is fantastic. But Liam Neeson is not stupid, man. And let me tell you what I enjoyed about it. He came to work to play.
To play.
He really enjoyed the play.
That's very playful.
And I really enjoy that because it's nice to see him when he's not being an action star.
Okay, the sparrow in the chimney.
When they say you are bored, bodeka, what's a bodesha? This is what this is, right? This is a wonderful story about a woman who's had enough. It's a great movie, one of my favorite for the year. And I don't say that lightly because I really enjoyed it because it was a movie that the story was as good as the outcome, and the outcome is not as explosive as you think. Mm-hmm. It's not a, and this is the climax. It's just a wonderful story about a woman called Karen. She's living in her family home with her husband. It's the husband's birthday weekend, and Karen's sister Julia's come with her husband and they two kids, one of which is a newborn. And you start seeing that they really don't like each other, and it's not even hidden. It's just really wild, and you know the anger and the hate is portrayed for everyone to see. But you start enjoying seeing the metamorphosis of this character of Karen, because we find out that the husband has not been very faithful to her, and she goes through a few trials and tribulations to come out on the other side. And my favorite scene is when she comes back as this refreshed woman, where on her property she has this little island. Reminds me of the island where Diana is buried, where it's beautiful, it's overgrown, and she for the first time sort of settles into herself, because the whole movie we are treated to this very miserable woman. Let me tell you, it's not a and this is the conclusion movie. It's a movie where you watch it and the whole process just becomes like, I'm so glad she got to this point. Absolutely loved it. It did very well in the film festivals.
Excellent.
As well. It is in theaters as of the 1st of August.
And then the theater.
Went to the theater. I love this movie because it reminds me of this play, because it reminds me of Waiting for Godot. I don't know if you remember The Dumb Waiter. The story is very interesting. It's a story around these two people who are, I guess, in keeping with the theme for tonight, who are assassins. And they've been booked by this mysterious other person to murder someone. And what they're doing is they're waiting for their would-be victim to arrive. And as they're waiting, they're busy, man. They sort of like, you know, eat the snacks, chat about sports, get on. And then orders start coming down from outside, from this disembodied voice sort of human being, and they fill the time filling in the orders. And then as a one-man play, you discover that at the end of the play, the person they're waiting for, the would-be victim, is actually someone they know already. And I will leave it at that. It's absolutely fantastic. It is at the Chansburg Theatre, and it's running from the 12th to the 24th of August.
Thank you, Leroy. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.